From KCRW, I'm Bob Carlson, and this is Unfictional. This season, we're featuring stories of perception, changing the way you look at something, for better and worse. And one thing that comes up a lot in the stories you'll hear is when something happens to force someone's perception to change suddenly, and sometimes disastrously.
Because I have a story to tell that makes you say, this guy, it's really innocent.
And this is a good time to mention that while the story on this episode has some dark humor, it's very disturbing and has one scene of unexpected and realistic brutal violence. And if that sounds like something you'd be adversely affected by, I suggest that maybe you skip this episode and join us next week. The story comes by way of a radio producer in Belgium.
My name is Wederik de Bakker. Even in Belgium, it's a really weird name.
And a while back, he was called in to start a kind of a job he'd never done before.
I was there for some kind of a radio project that is called Radio Beginnenstraat.
Welcome by Radio Beginnenstraat.
Usually it's in Dutch, so it's no use to you.
Welcome by Radio Beginnenstraat.
It's a magazine radio program with original music, stories, poetry.
Wij wensen u het beste. Tot volgende keer. Groetjes uit de Beginnenstraat.
De Beginnenstraat is a prison in Antwerp.
He was going to work with inmates on their prisoner-made radio program.
Yeah, I was never in a prison before that moment, before the first day I recorded that. So in the beginning, it was really strange for me. You don't know how to behave, you don't know where to look or what to do, or should I look everyone straight in the eyes, or should I look away, or...
The program is broadcast once a month on the radio.
Radio Beginnenstraat.
It isn't something I started, it was started by other people who thought it was important that the prisoners had time not in their cells and could do activities and, leisure time. And Radio Beginnenstraat is one of the projects that they can do. For me, it's a beautiful project where prisoners get a face and the criminals suddenly become people again. And that's something I like a lot.
Mihai is the man who tells the story in this episode. It's a pseudonym that he made up for himself. Frederick recorded him in a particular wing in the prison, reserved for inmates who've received a special designation, too dangerous to ever return to society.
When they got arrested, people thought they were a risk. It's called collocated in Belgium. You can't get rid of it.
The psychiatric treatment opportunities are limited, and there are effectively no ways for a person to escape the situation.
Belgium got fined by the European Union because of the way they treated these kind of prisoners, so people who were put away for good. These are mentally ill prisoners, or prisoners who, at the time of their crime, of what they committed, they were in a very bad mental state. In this piece with Mihai, it's quite clear what he has, I think.
According to Vederik, Mihai has a history of drug abuse and psychosis.
So we talked for some weeks in a row. It really depended on the week. Sometimes he was very clear and very precise, and sometimes he lost himself in talking about things that were quite hard to make sense of.
Coming up in a minute, it's Mihai's story of the events that put him in the dangerous wing of the prison, a story we're calling Purple Rain.
Now you start to believe in me. Now you say, this guy really doesn't has to be here.
From KCRW, it's Unfictional.
Introducing the KCRW donation car, designed to be recycled. This first-of-its-kind vehicle will save you time, space, and hassle by disappearing. Enjoy the luxury and comfort of turning your underused car into a donation worth hundreds, even thousands of dollars. The KCRW donation car, already in your garage, driveway, or on cinder blocks outside your house. Act now. at kcrw.com/cars.
From KCRW, I'm Bob Carlson, and this is Unfictional. On this episode, a story recorded in collaboration with the radio magazine of Antwerp Prison in Belgium.
Radio Beginstraat.
And a reminder again that this story has a scene described of sudden and brutal violence, and you should probably avoid it if that would be harmful to you. Maybe listen to something else. It's a story by Vedric de Bakker. From KCRW, it's Unfictional.
My story begins on the highway A19. I was entering Belgium, and the next thing that I know, I was listening to the radio on my auto, my personal auto. I have an Audi A3, 8.9 diesel.
At the next exit, turn right.
And I was driving, holding my wife's right hand and listening to Purple Rain. It's a very beautiful song. I love it with all my heart, and I was so happy.
Drive straight ahead.
And we are driving nicely. I want to surprise my wife, so I told her close the GPS on the navigation. I have a Galaxy 8S Plus Samsung.
Follow the direction, Brussels.
And I told her to close the phone, the GPS, because I want to surprise her. I want to go to Belgium and we want to visit the Atomium. That museum, I don't know what is it, because I was curious also. We are driving together. I was holding her left hand in my right hand and I was singing Purple Rain. And suddenly I saw black in front of my eyes. For me, for that period, everything was dark. I didn't remember nothing until 7 in the afternoon. And suddenly, I have in my chest so much pressure and my voice changed instantly. And my wife asked me, what happened to your voice? And I say, this is my voice. Was a very, very deep voice coming from inside of me. The voice come from inside my soul, from inside my body.
Oprește-te.
And after that was a break, because my wife knows me for 10 years we are together, and for almost 3 years we are married. But never in those 10 years, I never changed my voice. I was driving blindless. I closed my eyes when I was driving. But I was doing for the moment, I was feeling like I would say to her that I'm God.
Eu sunt Dumnezeu.
Total different person. And she was mind-blowing for her. For her was wow.
Stop it.
And after I start driving like in Need for Speed, and I was driving higher and making... I think I was going to kill us. That was my point. And my wife said to me, stop it. I'm speaking in English. I can say it in Romanian also, what means oprește-te. When I hear that word, stop it, I stop the car. I start punching my wife in the face. I take her head on my left side at the driver's seat, and I hit her, and I was holding with my left hand, I was holding her hair, her head, and with my right hand, I was hitting her in the face. I'm telling this because now I remember everything, but for that moment, I couldn't explain it, nothing. All my actions was like I was possessed. My wife struggled to get out of the car. She opened the door, the passenger door, and she tried to leave. And I say to her, Lucifer, I waited for you so long. So I pull her from the hair, from the passenger seat, outside the door from the driver. And after, I smashed her head 2 times at the ground. I was in a shock because I was not thinking clearly. And at that moment, some people, everything, the traffic stopped. I can see the guys now. I can remember the guy was coming to me, say, stop it. I get on the car and I start driving. Like I was in Need for Speed, and for me it was like a game. Next thing I know, I make right. I was seeing 70 per hour, I didn't care. I make right, left, and so on until I get to a parking lot. Behind me was a car, a BMW Blau. That car followed me for a long period of time. I was seeing in the rear mirror, I remember after my memories, I have recovered them at 7 in the evening, everything. But I remember because I was that person who was driving, because I have the memories. That guy followed me. He was sitting like 200 meters before me and he was driving the same guy. He was following me. I get in the parking lot in a company, a small company. I don't know what company was there or where have I been. There I stopped the car and this guy with the BMW stopped the auto there in the parking lot. And I stopped. We are in the opposite way. I was in the opposite direction. He was this. And I stopped and asked him in Romanian. I ask him, do we speak now or we speak later?
Vorbim acum sau vorbim mai târziu?
And this guy, he was covering his mouth with the hand at his mouth like this. And he say to me, because I understand him, he swear of me, of my mother. He say to me, du te în pizda mătii. Go fuck your mother, is something like that, translated. I look at his eyes. This guy didn't have the normal eyes, you know, like we have. No. This guy has big eyes, like rotten eyes, like the devil was in person, in that person for real. And I was very frightened because I didn't know what happens, why the people has black eyes. So I start driving one more time. And after, when I'm driving one more time against that building, there was a barrier. I pass without thinking, without pushing the brake through the barrier, smashed my windshield. And after I go exactly where I've been early with that guy. But that guy with the car, he disappeared. He wasn't there anymore. So after this, after the guy with the BMW, I get out of my car. I was having in my legs the slippers. But in that moment, when I want to get out from the car, after I smashed my windshield, the slippers disappeared. I didn't saw my slippers in the car. So I go barefoot, I go bare feet, I go outside the auto and I start walking. I walk barefoot, I go to the right, I get to the highway. Two guys from the security stop me. They ask me in English, sir, is this your auto?
Sir, is this your auto?
And I say to them, no.
No.
Like that simple. Sir, why don't you have shoes in your legs? I answer to them, I don't know. These guys, I think they come after me because they saw an undressed guy without shoes, without a Romanian. Something is strange with this guy. After, I continue my walking. I pass the highway. There was a rail there with the orange fence all the way for 500 meters because I walk all the way until the fence stop. So after when the fence stop, I go inside the swamp. Inside the swamp, I swim to at my neck in water and I was hiding. I was consciously hiding. But why was I hiding? Because I smashed my wife's head. In my head, in that moment, I killed my wife on the highway on AM-19. That's what I think. I was hiding because I didn't want to be found by the police, because I was not there looking for me. I was aware of that. Everybody can say about me, how am I acting, how kind of guy and everything. Yes, I can hear. All my actions was like I was possessed. I wasn't doing myself this. I'm a man of science. I learn. I like discovery science. I love space. I love everything about science. Evolution. I love everything. I read everything. I like challenges. I believe in science. But this is not science. The devil. I can say it. I can go everywhere. You can give me holy water. I can drink 2 liters in one instant. I'm not possessed. because I don't believe in devil until I have this story for real. Until I saw his eyes. Until that guy with the BMW spoke Romanian to me. My wife, she loves me. She sends me money. She brings me clothes. She's gonna visit tomorrow. And I miss her very much. This woman been to me in hard times, good times. Being down, being up, I stopped smoking for 3 times in my life. I stopped drinking, I start gambling, I stop gambling. I'm a human being, I have defects, flaws. I'm crying every day for my wife. I'm crying and I'm praying to God every day. Right in this moment, I'm thinking about her. When I'm gonna get out of the prison, I'm gonna make love with my wife. I'm gonna make love and I'm gonna make a child on Christmas. I wanna make it. That's when I say it's the most perfect time for me. I wanna make a child because we don't have child. Prison is just a one step. This is just a little part of my journey on this earth. This is not the end for me. My life is not only happiness. So it's not only about happiness every day. My life is not only comedy. Life is a drama also. We have bad parts also.
That story was produced by Frederik de Backer in collaboration with the radio magazine of Antwerp Prison.
Radio Begijnenstraat.
The music for the piece was done by an anonymous former prisoner.
And he was also in the Begijnenstraat in another wing. He got out and now he's creating crazy music.
Also on our website, you can find a drawing made by Mihai.
He drew the exact moment he describes at the start of the piece. The car, the color, the 17-inch wheels, the way they are traveling the A19 in Belgium. When I look at it, I'm looking at it now and I'm thinking that it's quite amazing that he has this much attention to detail.
That's if you want to come find us at kcrw.com/unfictional. I'm Bob Carlson, the producer of Unfictional. The managing producer of the program is Carla Green. The editor is Nick White. Theme music by Alex Weston, with music help from Joe Augustine and narrative music. The Whistler is Jonathan Mee. Please subscribe to Unfictional wherever you get your podcasts. On the next episode, what happens when your childhood crush pops up on Facebook with a red MAGA hat?
We were really good buddies, but I fundamentally disagree with your core beliefs.
I'm Bob Carlson. Please join me next time for Unfictional on KCRW.